having some fun this morning with some guests from the Dover Players coming in this morning. We've got Jeff Campbell. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning.
And also we have with us Scott McLean. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Scott, you're in the production, right?
I am the lead of the production.
Oh, okay. You're in the lead. You're the lead of the production. You're not top billing, though. Lynn is the top on top of billing.
Well, it's more alphabetical. Random.
Okay. Alphabetical. Now I know where we're going to go with this. Parktown, Jeff, you're the director.
Yes, I am.
Now, you didn't write this, did you?
No. Keith Barron wrote most of it, yes.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, with the Dover Players, you take original work.
Correct.
That people in the community have come up with? Do you have a repertoire of people, or how does that
work? Well, we have a repertoire actually now.
Okay.
They call themselves
the Campbell Supers.
The Campbell Supers.
Okay.
So we have a lot of camper, but we have three new actors this
time. Yeah, we seem to bring in at least one or two new ones every single production.
Okay.
And the history of this one actually started our last time visiting in 2015 when we did the Bicentennial Celebration. We had some great songs in there, and we knew the Bicentennial is once every 200 years, right. So the chances of using those songs again. So the whole pretense started with we have some great songs, and how can we incorporate a couple of those songs from the original production to this production, right. And then Keith put it together, and then from there.
All right, so tell us about Parktown. This is a comedy, a mystery?
It's a historical comedy.
Okay.
A musical.
Well, you got my partner, Matt Douglas, confused a little bit before, because Matt said, how could it be a new historical musical comedy? And he thought, maybe that was a mistake on my part. But then he goes, oh, no, it's there. It's a new historical.
That's correct. Well, it's a new story, correct.
About a history.
About the history
of Parktown.
Of a fictional town called Parktown.
If you don't like the history, just make some up.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about what's the premise for this. How do those songs fit, and what are we doing in Parktown?
Well, what it is that Scott's character Jim comes town after he was 8 years old.
11 years old.
11 years old. Left town and comes back and finds that his town hasn't changed after all these years and wants to change things up. And do a bicentennial celebration of the town.
Now, why historical? I mean, does it set around something in a specific time frame, or is it just a fun setting to be in?
It's a current day.
Okay.
But what he encounters is entirely because of history. He has friends there, and their history in the town and their family's history and his history all get intertwined, and gets complicated. And, he comes across a lot of strife and a lot of problems, but it's funny in how he deals with it.
Oh yeah, and a lot of the history actually mirrors some of the things that we learned from North Olmsted.
It's true.
So one of the basic plots is that how the city park was paid for, and we all know the history of North Olmsted City Park, correct?
No, I don't.
Of course we do, Jeff.
During Prohibition. The police would never shut down the speakeasies. They would just tax them. And then half the funding for North Olmsted Park was paid from those taxes.
Huh?
So we have a similar situation in this musical.
Wow, interesting.
That's cool. It's not the only real-life thing that made it into this one either.
Well, we'll just keep those.
There's a few inside jokes.
We were talking this morning with Jeff Campbell, director of Parktown, also Scott McLean, who's the lead. He plays the character of Jim Hewlett in this production. You brought a song with us. Can you set up the song?
Well, absolutely. This was, again, in the original musical, Bicentennial Celebration. This is in Act Two. The local community theater was given some ideas on what numbers they could put together, and the Interurban was one of them.
Interurban is going to town. The Interurban is going around. On the Interurban, I could go most any place. Getting off at stop 36. 36 for Madison Printing. 36 for the hardware store. I'm picking up prescriptions. And I can pick up a whole lot more. Getting off at 36. Getting off at 36. At 36, I can get most anything. The interurban has been going around. On the interurban, I can go most any place. I'm getting off at stop 36.
How far after doing this celebration for North Olmsted as well did you decide we need to, you know, start working on another project? And was it one of those that you kind of worked on, dabbled a little bit, put it together? And
well, this is my sixth production with Dover Players, and I only do musicals. So as last time I told you, one of the things that we do is we take the numbers, have some ideas, and we have a great guy in the Netherlands who does some of our arrangements for us. Now, I will say Keith did most of the arrangements in the song. We have 15 musical numbers on this, so it's quite active.
It's really a great process, and I do this once a year because that's all I can really spare in terms of time, but I will make time to actually do this with this group because it's so much fun and because it's all original. So the show itself kind of develops as we rehearse it because it's never been done before. Each one it's the first time we've actually ever done this show, and maybe this doesn't work. Maybe we come up with something funny. Maybe we want to change this song a little bit. And so we really get it kind of evolves as we go through the rehearsals, and it comes into a life of its own, really.
And then the director's motto is, if we're not having fun,
we're doing it wrong.
I see. So you want to make sure that everybody comes back for the next night.
That's correct, yes.
Anybody that really wants to do this, we love having new people in. If you doverplayers.com, have a look at our website. You can see what's coming up. If you want to participate, we welcome anyone who loves theater, who's never tried theater. We have somebody who's never done it before. I got dragged into this with my wife. I've never had done this before, and I'm having time of my life. So,
and this again is called Parktown, Saturday and Sunday, 9th and 10th. So this coming weekend is your opening weekend,
right? So it's 8 o'clock on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday, and then next weekend it's Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3.
This is all at the North Olmsted United Methodist Church.
That's correct.
On Dover Center.
They're very kind and allow us to be there.
And so right now, if we went to the church, services take place on some days, and then there's other parts, your props laying around.
Exactly.
We have to break down for Sunday, and then we set it back up again Sunday afternoon.
And talk a little bit about that process for that. You have people that work on stage, but are they working backstage as well, or do you have another separate crew? I mean, how?
No. This is the beauty of this crew. All I'm very proud of them all. They all pitch in. So during set changes, all the actors come out there, and they're all moving tables and chairs and putting stuff on walls. And
I should actually make that point, too. Even if you're not an actor and you want to be in theater, we could use you for sound. I'm the lead in this one, but I also program the lights. So whatever you want to do, we're more than happy to have you along.
Where'd you come up with the name Parktown?
That's just a random, Keith and I were just bantering names around, and that's where it came from.
Okay,
so
right.
He just came up with it, and I said, okay, sounds good. And then I came up with the slogan, how could history be so complicated? So,
well, that's the slogan. What is that? When I drive into Parktown, that's on their welcoming sign?
Well, it is for this one.
Are there people that don't want the history to be discovered in this town?
Well, exactly.
Yes.
It would be the mayor.
So he's the nemesis.
He's the nemesis, oh, okay. And he has a great number about how the mayor becomes the mayor. So, but it's an evolution of a character for his where Jim's character comes in, or Scott's character as Jim comes in and wants to change things, and the mayor just wants things to be the same.
And I should say, this is not a history lesson. This is a really fun, funny show.
Right, exactly. And then it's got some great numbers in it. The mayor song is one of my favorites. Also the Parktown song.
Yes.
That Jim sang. And then they have a little triangle thing with actually Scott's wife, Holly, who unfortunately couldn't make it today. But there's a little triad song that's a lot of fun. Are We Still Friends?
As it's a musical number, so there's some dancing.
Yes,
there is, unfortunately.
Yes. And for the famous Josh Landis, a big shout out to him. He's done five of our productions. He comes in and magically, in two or three nights, will put together 15 numbers of
amazing choreographer. Just he comes in and watching his mind work, and he looks and sees things in the show that none of us see.
Oh, absolutely.
And puts this stuff together, and it's amazing. It works every time.
Oh, it's truly a magical experience, because all of a sudden we'll have a song that we've been singing, and then he'll come up, and all of a sudden he'll do his choreography. Nope, never thought of the song that way. So it's really cool.
Scott, how long does it take you to get some of that choreography down?
Till opening night, is that?
Sure, I'll go with that. Yeah.
So and one of the things we do is that we post everything on unlisted YouTube. And so that way the cast can actually go on and actually see the numbers over and over
again.
That's
right. My wife and I will stand in front of the TV in our living room and go through over our choreography.
So it's a lot of fun.
Now, as far as the costumes, is this just out of your wardrobe, out of your closet at
home?
Correct,
yes. I mean, or the Volunteers of America.
Okay. So, and it's, I guess it depends, though, whether it's a period piece or how you work it and where you put it. But maybe for ease sake, maybe the things you create are somewhat in contemporary present day.
That's correct. Yes, it is. All right.
Any other people? So you got a mayor. You've got someone who comes back to town. Any other interesting characters you can?
We have a couple historians who disagree on how things went along. They don't really see eye to eye on how things went down in Parktown. So there's some stress there between those two. But they do work together in the end.
Absolutely, and then we have a whole history showdown number that's a lot of fun.
A history showdown?
A history showdown. Well, it's always the difference between a genealogist and a historian and who did what, and there's always arguments in a town. Did this person have a dog and that kind of deal.
Well, sure. Well, we know that archives are only as good as those people who put them together, and if you are creating them, you are the one sort of editing
that's
for history as it goes. So Parktown, again, is going to premiere this Saturday and Sunday, and then next week and Friday, Saturday and Sunday at North Olmsted United Methodist Church, the Dover Center Road, where the Dover Players call home. Again, if people want to find out more or get tickets, and I saw something about a hot dog. Is that something?
Oh, yeah. There's always the hot dogs.
Yeah, Dollar Dog Night. And it is a really family-friendly show. Kids will understand and enjoy it as well. We've had quite a few kids in the audience who really love what we're doing.
Again, if people want to find out more, where do they get the information for them?
DoverPlayers.com.
DoverPlayers.com. Our guest this morning, Jeff Campbell, is the director, and the star of the show, Scott McLean. Thanks for stopping in, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Time as well.